Here is the voice of Indonesia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. I hope that today can give you much goodness, much happiness, and even much windfall profit. I hope that all of you are fine. Just remember that and just make sure today must be much better than yesterday. Well, with me, Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty would like to share you our information, our news, and even our, you know, feature, compiled as our feature listeners, as, you know, Indonesian songs, and even our special review that would like to accompany you. And hopefully you feel enjoyable, feel entertained today with me, Ahmad Faisal. And just stay tuned at www.voanews.id. And I would like to start this segment with our news line. Here is the news. Minister of Manpower Yasir Lee stressed the importance of organizers being fully prepared when holding job fairs so that these events can run more efficiently and under control. The minister remarked when met on Wednesday, stated recent job fairs have come under scrutiny following several incidents in various locations, including Cikarang, West Java. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to the multilateral trading system during a meeting with World Trade Organization and Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala in Paris local time. He noted in a statement on Wednesday that he also discussed several developments in the national agenda with WTO, including issues related to agriculture, fisheries, and trade in electronic systems. That's the news.
Seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu ku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri menyambut pagi membuang sepi. Izinkanlah aku kenang sejenak perjalanan. Oh, oh, oh. Dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di mata. Ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi. Ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ibuku, hidupku dirundung pilu. Tak ada yang mau, yang menginginkan aku untuk jadi pengobat pilu, untuk jadi penawar rindu, untuk jadi kekasih hatiku. Selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak juga aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan?
Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak, bilang aku. Aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu, tolong aku. Kasihani aku, tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku, siapa yang mau? Timur ke barat, selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak jua aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan? Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak? Bilang aku, aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu? Tolong aku, kasihani aku. Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku. Siapa yang mau?
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Aku mohon selamat.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, starting about new day, I believe that we have already prepared about your best, I mean, anything that you have to do. I believe that you have already prepared that. It means that you are ready to face something in front of you, to face the uncertain thing maybe. So I believe that you have already such good plan for today, and this can also give you such new direction, right direction, and even right guide for you in order to have such easiness for the sake of your activity, listener. But whatever it is, maybe when you are traveling, especially in Indonesia, listener, maybe you would like you are going to visit maybe from one city into another city, it is much better for you to know about the weather forecast. Yes, I would like to share you about the weather forecast. It is especially for some cities in Indonesia, across Indonesia, listener. The first is I would like to start from the city of Jayapura. Jayapura is forecast rainy with temperature 21 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Merauke, it is forecast light rain with temperature 22 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Let's we fly to Ambon. Ambon also is also forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. What about Ternate? Ternate is forecast the same as Ambon. It is rainy with temperature 25 until 29 degrees Celsius. Next we fly to Makassar, South Sulawesi. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 22 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to here, to Mataram. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 22 up to 30 degrees Celsius. And then we fly to, what's that? Here, some cities in Kalimantan province, I mean, yes. What about Palangkaraya? The city is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. And we fly to Pontianak in West Kalimantan. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. And next we go to some cities in Java Islands, yes. The first is city of Surabaya. Surabaya is forecast cloudy with temperature 23 up to 33 degrees Celsius. What about Semarang? Semarang is forecast rainy with temperature 21 up to 33 degrees Celsius. And Bandung is also forecast rainy with temperature 18 up to 29 degrees Celsius. And then finally we go to Jakarta. The city of Jakarta is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Medan. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. And the last, we fly to Banda Aceh. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 25 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Well, listener, that's about the weather forecast for some cities across Indonesia. It is from Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. Thank you.
yang bilang ku lupa kau, jangan kau dengar. Jika ada yang bilang ku tak setia, jangan kau dengar. Banyak cinta yang datang mendekat, ku menolak. Semua itu karena ku cinta kau. Jika ada yang bilang ku tak baik, jangan kau dengar. Jika ada yang bilang ku berubah, jangan kau dengar. Banyak cinta yang datang mendekat, ku menolak. Semua itu karena ku cinta.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut. No preservatives, mind you.
Melakukan hal yang tak mungkin, menelusuri jalan pikiranmu saat ini, membuatku tak berhenti berpikir. Apa yang telah berubah sikapmu padaku? Kau adakah yang ku tak pernah tahu?
Sejujurnya ku hancur, tapi maafku juga bahagia, ku hanya bisa tersenyum diam tanpa kata. Saat ku bilang I'm okay, dalam hatiku menangis. Ku hanya ingin kamu yang ada di sisi.
great nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. There was an expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Pananjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Patilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Patilasan Sanghyang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. Is contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Chi Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Aba Dede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Ciamis has basic strength and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Marwoto, head of tourism office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually, historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. We'll be right back. traditional cultural event also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Ciamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galu tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galu is absolutely Ciamis. The existence of traditional villages in Ciamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the tourism office of Ciamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya Kampung Kuta, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja bukan laporan tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Kuta. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respect each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. The local wisdom of Ciamis people as Galu royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galu was a king who loves peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is stored at Karang Kamulian as a milestone of the history of Galu Royal Palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Ciamis Regency improved itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Ciamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang. Sehingga si wisatawan.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. Of cooperation to support activities in the tourism sector, Ciamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Ciamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Ciamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Ciamis with Galu as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Ciamis, West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Yang akan kau ucapkan itu yang terakhir.